Amen. From the book of Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2 tonight. Thessalonians 2, amen. Praise the Lord. Good to see Brother Frank and Judy again. Been a while, amen. Been a while since we've been out, though, too, hadn't it? Praise the Lord. Beginning at verse 1, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto Him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, nor be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Amen. I want you to notice in verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. Now, as Christians, as born-again Christians, that should be of a great concern to us. Amen? Amen. For in order to fall out or fall away, you have to be in first. So this warning that Paul is giving, amen, is to the church people. Come on, church. He ain't talking about hypocrites. Come on, church. He's not talking about them that claim to have it and ain't got it. He's talking about people that do have it and are in, but they're going to fall away. Amen. For years, I thought the man of sin would be the cause of that great falling away. But the Spirit pointed out to me that there had to be a falling away first, and then the man of sin would be revealed. So it's not him, amen. So then, Brother Jeff, I thought, well, maybe the devil's going to be the one to do that. And there's no doubt he's trying his best to do that. Come on, church. He's doing his best that he can. Amen. And the Bible tells us in the book of Revelations, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, because the devil has come down to you having great wrath, knowing that he hath but a short time. Amen. Verse 17 of that same chapter says, and the serpent was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments, or which, let me quote it right, amen. The serpent was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which have the testimony of Jesus Christ, and keep the commandments of God. Amen. And I thought, that's it, Satan is going to cause that great falling away. But the Spirit checked me again, told me he never has and he never will, because he's not able. Come on, church, if he was able, you and I wouldn't be sitting here tonight as children of God. Amen. He'd have done it a long time ago if he could have got the thing done. Amen. In fact, the Bible just tells us, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? As is written, for thy sake we're killed all the day long, and are counted as sheep as for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors to him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. God's people, for the most part, have always done well Amen. In times of trouble.
Yeah,
right. Amen. Yeah. In times of adversity, it seems that God's children have always done good, and it's never done the devil any good to pour it on us, because the more he poured it on us, the stronger we got.
Come on,
pray, pray, pray. Come on, church. Amen. The Bible tells us in the book of Exodus, amen, now there rose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. Amen. And he said to his people, amen, behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. And it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramesses, amen. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar and brick, in all manner of service in the field, in all their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. But notice the Bible said, but the more they afflicted them, amen, the more they multiplied and they grew. Amen. Come on, church. The church has always done good in adversity. Amen. So no matter what the devil does, amen, sweet Lamb of God, the people of God, rise to the surface.
Yes, sir. Hey, 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 hey.
Praise God. Amen. Satan from the very beginning has tried, amen, to engineer a wholesale rebellion and a falling away from God, but he ain't been able to do it. Amen. And we know that he did take one third of the angels with him when he fell. We know that. Amen. So Satan hates God. And he's done his best, amen, to make folks fall away. In fact, when he looked at Job, Job made him so mad, amen, that he told God, if I could get to him, I'd make him curse you to your face. The Lord said, you think so? In my words. In my words. You think so? You think you can? I don't believe you can do it. Brother Frankie said, I don't believe you can do it. There he is, go ahead. Do what you will with him, only save his life. Leave his life alone. Took everything that he had. Amen. And there sat Job in the dust. Amen. In sackcloth and ashes, because he lost everything. And I can see the devil just standing by waiting for Job to start cursing God. Amen. And Job raised his hand and said, the Lord hath given and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, the devil has done his best to make folks fall away, but most part, he ain't been able to do it. Oh, he got a few weak-kneed, yellow-bellied, amen, spineless characters, amen, who was in to fall out over something that ain't worth nothing, amen. He's done that all along the way. But I'm telling the true children of God, he ain't been able to make them fall. And he ain't going to, amen. I don't care what he does, he's not going to get her done. Amen. Satan hates God, and he would rejoice to see every one of us fall away. Yeah, he would. Amen. And he's doing all he can to bring that about. But he's not about to do it, and he ain't going to quit until the gate swings high, right high and behind you when you go in. Amen. So we're going to have to fight him all the way. Amen. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, and you know where I'm reading, the 11th chapter. Amen. Amen. The Bible said, what more What shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak, Samson and Jephthah, David also, and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms and wrought righteousness and obtained promises and stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, women received their dead raised to life again, and others. You know, everybody didn't get the victory. Hello? Come on, church. I know we're living in a time when they tell you, you know, if you don't get what you're praying for, you ain't got no faith. If you don't get healed, you ain't got no faith. Well, now, I don't know so much about that. Come on, come on, come on, church. You know, there seems to be two kinds of faith to me. One that gets it right away, you know. Thank God for that. I wish I was one of them. Unfortunately, I don't seem to be, amen. But I like this other kind of faith that says, okay, I didn't get the answer I wanted, and I didn't get it, but sweet Lamb of God, that don't cut no ice, I ain't quitting. Woo! That's the kind of faith I want, thank God. Come on, church. Amen, sweet Lamb of God. Others, my God in heaven, were tortured. Amen. Not set to the deliverance. Amen. That they might obtain a better resurrection. Others had trial of cruel mocking, scourging, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They were tempted. Amen. Slain with a sword. Wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin. Being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. Of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts. And in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report, through faith received, amen, not the promise. You know why? Because they didn't fall down, amen, even though they didn't get the answer they was looking for. That's right. Amen. I thought I went through some things in the last couple of years, amen, that really tried my faith, amen, if you really want to know the truth about it. Amen. And brother, I went to church several places. Amen. Brother Jeff and I had him get up and pray over me and say, yea, I shall not allow thy foot to be removed. Amen. Heard about all of them, amen. Come on, church, I know what they're trying to do. Amen. They're trying to build up my faith that I wasn't going to lose my foot. Amen, but I'm going to tell you, in that camp meeting when they're saying, whatever it takes, Lord, amen, that's what I'm going to do, you know. And I heard that still small voice behind me say, even to your foot? I heard that voice say that, and I knew then I had to make up my mind that's the way it's going to be, and that's the way it was. And the devil told me, you're through, now you're done. Amen. But laying there in the hospital, he said, you're all over with. Amen. I said, I got news for you, buddy. Amen. If I get out of here, amen, I'll preach out of a wheelchair if I have to. And I did for a little while. Amen. Amen. And I thought when they said, you can have a foot. Amen. I mean, I'm 64 years old. They didn't know whether they wanted to give me one or not. But when they finally decided that they would, amen, they said, now, Mr. Buzzard, when you get this, you'll be able to play tennis. You'll be able to play golf. You'll be able to do all this stuff. I said, I ain't interested in that. Amen. They said, what do you want a foot for then? I said, just long enough to, amen, to walk to the pulpit and stand for an hour and expound on the Word of God. That's all I need. Woo! Come on, church, amen. The devil has done his best to put us down, hadn't he? Amen. I mean, he's done his best to put us out, but he ain't been able to do it, and he ain't going to get it done. Amen. God's church is a coming through. Amen. I said God's church is coming through. Sweet Lamb of God, amen. I said we're coming through, amen. We're going to shout the victory over the devil one of these days. Hallelujah. believe in going to rodeos, but I'm going to one. Hear me? I said, I don't believe in going to rodeos, but I'm going to one. Amen. Sweet Lamb of God, when that angel come down with that chain in his hand and he hog-ties the devil, amen, I'm going to be on the front seat saying, pour it on him. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, the devil, amen, is doing his best, but he can't get it done. If you and I hang on to Jesus Christ, there's no way in the world, amen, that he can ever shake us loose. There's no way in the world. I believe that. I believe that. Woo. Amen. All of these things here did not cause a great falling away. Amen. Oh, I know a few fell. Always is some that do. But not a landslide. But still the Bible said that day shall not come except there come a great falling away. First. Amen. Well, I don't know how you are. Amen. I haven't got any, so I can't say I could go to my, but I didn't go to no pulpit commentaries to find out why that great falling away come. I got to praying. I sought the Lord. Amen. I'll tell you why. I don't trust that kind of stuff, because I remember once when I was in a camp meeting at Allentown, a certain preacher got up and he preached about them four horses in the book of Revelation. You know, there's a white one and a red one and a bay one and a black one. And he said, I got to reading and I found out that them four horses, that the white ones are the white folk and the black ones are the black folks and the red ones is the Indians and the bay ones are the rest of them. So that really didn't catch on with me. I didn't feel no unction there. You know what I mean? Sweet Lamb of God, sounded like to me something kind of wild. So I went to a preacher that I had a lot of confidence in, and he said, come on back here. And we went back to his office, and he got down his commentary, pulpit commentary, which I don't know who it was. And he said, and he read it, and it really sounded good, but he said, you know, I don't like him on this bay horse and this black horse, but I kind of like him on the white one, and I'm not too sure about the red one, but he got another commentary, and he said, now, I really like him on this red one, but I don't like it. And when he got done with me, I was more confused than I was when I went there. Woo! Come on, I mean, you just kind of read whatever you read, and then pick whatever you think you like. I don't like that kind of stuff. I like the Word of God. Come on, church. I mean, I like the Word of God. Woo. I don't know if that thing's going to stay up there and handle this preacher or not, brother. I'd hold it in my hand, but I'd probably drop it. That's all right. I may not need it anyway. Amen. So I begin to seek the Lord for an answer as to who or what would cause that great falling away, because I want to know. Don't you? I mean, I really do. As a child of God, I want to know. Because we're going to see some children of God fall away. A great number. Amen. And to my surprise, as I was praying one day, I heard that spirit, that still small voice say, I am going to cause it. Now you're looking at me funny. And I said, Lord, if that's true, it's got to be in the Word of God. And he said, it is. He didn't tell me where it's at. He never tells me where it's at. I have to look it up. The Bible said if you read... let me read it. See, the Bible says, you refuse, see that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. Now you got quiet on me. I didn't figure you'd shout too much longer. Amen. Amen. God said, I will. Amen. You know what the Bible tells me? Listen, if I can find it here right quick. Amen. Devil, you ain't going to hide that from me. I'll find it sooner or later. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah. Amen. As yet shall he remain at Nob that day. He shall shake his hand against the mount of the daughter of Zion, the hill of Jerusalem. Behold, the Lord of hosts, shall lot the brow with terror, and the high ones of stature shall be hewn down, and the haughty shall be humbled. As the Lord began to unfold this to me, amen, fear gripped my heart. Come on, church. I've always told people never underestimate the devil. Never, never. But I'm not afraid of him. But brethren, amen, when he began to unfold this to me, amen, in the terror at the thoughts of God shaking the church, I cried out to him, Lord, why? Wouldn't you?
Come on, right.
Come on. Yeah. I've been taught ever since I was a child, if I didn't know something, to ask God why.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I know people say don't question God. Amen. That's not Bible.
Come on.
Did you know God wrote these words? Nobody saith, where is the Lord? And I began to cry out, God, why? Again, the answer was in the Word of God. And this word yet once more signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Amen. God is about to find out whether you mean business or not. Come on, church. Come on, church. I'm afraid that too many people among us, amen, Brother Frank, can be shaken. They ain't gone solid ground yet. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. I'm telling you, they're not on the rock. They can be shook. We got them among us that don't even know why they live wholeness. We got them among us that don't know tweet about the Word of God except that Jesus wept. Or John 3:16. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Amen. And God is about to shake the tree to find out something. Amen. To see whether you really got a hold of this or not. I don't know about you, but that shook me to the core of my being. I began to search myself to see if I really got a hold of it. Amen. The Bible said, he shall shake off his unripe grapes as a vine and cast off his flowers as the olive. I thought of my cousin when the Lord showed me this. My brother, cousin Ray, amen, had a peach tree one year. And I was over visiting. Well, he's barbered, and I was over getting a haircut. And he said, come over here, I want you to see this tree. And that peach tree was full of peaches. I never seen, it just looked like it on every limb. Amen. Little old bitty pinhead and then dime size and quarter size peaches. And some of them about 50 cent piece size. And he said, I know I've got to thin them out, but I don't know how I'm going to do it. He said, it'll take a long time to try to pick all them little peaches off there. Amen. I said, well, you're going to have to do something. He come to church the next time he came to church, the next time he had church, and he said, Brother Leon, he said, I thinned them peaches. I said, how'd you do it? Well, he said, I went out there the other day and I decided, hey man, he said, I decided I'm going to shake that tree. And when I shake it, I know I'm going to lose the big ones, but them little ones will come on and maybe I'll have some peaches. He said, so I got a hold of that tree and I shook it as hard as I could. And he said, it sounded like hail falling. Hey man, he said, and all them little pinhead peaches fell off. And all them dime-sized peaches fell off, and them quarter-sized, but he said them 50-centers stayed right on the tree. God's about to shake the tree, and these pinhead Christians and dime-sized and quarter-sized that ain't grew in the grace of God and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and ain't took time to study the Word of God and ain't prayed and read the Word of God and ain't got a hold of this thing are about to be shook loose. Woo! Sweet Lamb of God. Amen! Amen! God help us to realize that they're about to be shook out. I tell you, amen, you don't have to be shook loose tonight. Praise God. You can be in the tree after it's all said and done with. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, amen, yet gleaning grapes, yet gleaning grapes shall be left in it. And the shaking of an olive tree, two or three berries in the top of the uppermost boughs, four or five in the outermost fruitful branches thereof, saith the Lord God of Israel. Amen. God grant, amen, to us, amen, that we will be among those left in that tree, amen, after all the pinheads are gone. Woo! Huh? Amen. Amen. For after it shook, all the hypocrites, the liars, the pretenders, and the professors will be gone off the tree. And those of us that are left, amen, sweet Lamb of God, will receive the full zap of the sap. Woo! Hey, 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 hey! Woo! Can you imagine being in a church where everybody there's a keeper? Huh? Nobody's there doubting. Nobody's pouting. Sweet Lamb of God, everybody's getting in. Everybody's praising God. Everybody's trying to get the service to go over. Everybody's in. I thought about a few months or however long it takes peaches to mature. Brother Ray, Ted, I'm bringing you over some peaches. Amen. Brother Jeff, you wouldn't believe the peaches that he brought. He brought a basket. Amen. I had my wife, myself, and six children, and a father-in-law living with me then, pastor in the church. Amen. And he brought me a basket. Amen. And it had them peaches in it, and it just one for each of us, they're so big. They look like grapefruits. I mean, woo! He said, you know what? He said, I said, what? He said, they ain't nothing but keepers left on that tree. Every one of them look just like these. Wow. These are not the best ones. These are just the ones that I could reach. Amen. I'm telling you, church, amen, God is going to have a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. Amen. Every one of them will be a keeper. Amen. Then let the man of sin be revealed. He'll not be able to get a one to fall off. Because they'll all be gone that ain't got it anyhow. Woo! I don't know about you, but I intend to be there when it's all said and done. When God's That might not make you shout. But then you ain't pastored some 30 some odd years neither. Amen. Huh? Brother Frank, I've been in the church, sweet Lamb of God. Amen. When you've done everything you could do, and they just sat there and looked at you.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Right.
Amen. I don't know what it'd take to move them. I never did find out what it'd take to move them. I don't believe they can be moved. But when God gets a hold of the tree, amen, you better have a good hold on or you won't last very long. Amen. Come on, church. You think the devil's give you a hard time? You wait till God gets a hold of the tree. Wait till he gets a hold of the church and begins to thin it out. Woo. Amen. The Bible said, fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. As I said, I've always warned folks not to underestimate the devil. But let me say to you here tonight, with even greater emphasis, don't underestimate God's determination to have a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. God is going to have, amen, a tried and a holy people, amen. Woo, amen, come on. And we can see the results tonight, amen, of a church world, amen, that's lost its fear of God. That's right. You can't sit and watch TV and fear God. Come on, ladies, you can't cut your hair and fear God. There ain't no way you can fear God and slip on a pair of breeches, even to mow the lawn. Come on, church, you don't fear God. There ain't no way you can fear God and lay in the bed at on Sunday morning and Sunday school going on. Amen. Come on now. But Brother Buzzard, I had a headache. Hey, man, they still make bare aspirins, don't they? Don't look at me that away. Sweet Lamb of God, you'll take it to go to work, won't you? Huh? I'm talking about fearing God now. Come on. And he's to be greatly feared. Woo. That's right. I remember one year when I was pastoring at Chelsea, Oklahoma, we had an ice storm. I mean, it was bad. It really was bad. I mean, Brother Frankie is thick. And I went out and beat it off the sidewalk. Didn't want nobody slipping and falling, but I needn't worry. Deacons called me and they said, Brother Buzzer, we think we ought to call church off. We don't want nobody getting killed going to church. So that's what I said. Oh, if that's the way you feel, we'll just call it off. We did. Amen. We didn't have church that Sunday, and we didn't have it the next Sunday. I mean, it stayed down below zero. And the ice was bad. Bad. It was bad. But, Brother Frank, we finally got to come back to church, thought out, you know. Amen. Praise God. And when I got up, Brother Jeff, when I was younger, I didn't have no tact at all. Amen. I said, I want to see the hands of those that missed work this last week or so. Not a hand went up. One man said, well, I was a half hour late one morning. I said, what'd you do? Well, we took chains and I think they said Clorox. I think they took some of that. I don't know what they use that for. I really don't know. Amen. Anyhow, they made it to work, but we couldn't come to church because... God's going to shake the tree.
Yes, he is.
God's going to shake the tree. I ain't going back to church. Hey, man, the preacher forgot to shake my hand last Sunday. You don't fear God. He's going to shake the tree. He's going to shake the tree. Amen. God's going to shake. Amen. And if it could be shook, if it could be shaken, amen, if it can be shook, it's going to fall off the tree. I'm telling you, church, Come on. Amen. Sweet Lamb of God. Did you ever have your face slapped in church? I have. Didn't make me quit, though. Amen. She slapped me on one side of my face. I turned the other side, and she slapped that side, too. So I just turned my face back again, made her mad, and she walked out. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, church, if you can be shook, you will be shook. I know we say tried. I understand that. And tested. I understand that. But I'm going to tell you, when God gets a hold of the church and He begins to thin it, you better have a good hold on. You better really have a good hold on. I'm glad, amen, that I won't have to go through this all by myself, aren't you? I said, Lord, You said You'd be with us all the way, even to the end, and that's going to include that, isn't it? He assured me that it would be. I feel like if we mean business with God, He's going to see to it that we make it through. I don't feel like God's doing this, amen, to get rid of people. But you have to understand, just like a fruit tree, if you got a lot of that on there, then you ain't going to have any peaches because there ain't enough sap. It weakens the tree. It weakens the fresh, the other fruit. Amen. And the Bible tells us every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day... My sugar must be going up and down. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. And the Bible said, our God is a consuming fire. Amen. The Bible asked this question in the book of Isaiah. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? And listen to the answer to that question. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly. He that despiseth gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from the hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil, he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munition of rocks. Bread shall be given him, and his waters shall be sure. Amen, Brother Leon. Many folks have been able to get by with playing at church.
Right.
Huh?
Right. Right.
Amen. As long as Satan is being held in check by God's hand, you can probably get by pretty good. But now God is about to shake the tree, and folks had better get on a good grip.
Amen.
Amen. I know this has been different, but then I told the Lord, how come it's always me? That's right. He said, because I know you ain't got no more sense than just to preach it. I'm not trying to start a new doctrine. When the Lord showed this to me, it scared me. I hope it does something to your heart tonight. I hope you go home thinking God is going to shake the tree. He's going to do it. You know, the Bible says, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? How do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Did you hear that? I mean, here's what he's asking, you know. Lots of us can look back and we can see how the church used to be, and we could talk about how it used to be with the inference that God is not doing what He used to do. Come on, church. And Brother Frank, he asked this question, how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? And that's exactly what's wrong with the church world today, is people feel that way about the house of God.
Amen.
Come on, church, amen. This is the way we see. And I feel like that's why we see little or no spiritual growth in the church. Because people see it as nothing. Amen. And I feel like that's why God's going to shake the tree. And it's why it's necessary. Amen. To get rid. And I hope you understand what I'm telling you. Get rid of those who have weakened the church with their negative attitude and their worldly appetites. Come on, church. The church has lost its testimony because everybody judges us by the weakest link in the house of God. They don't ever look at the men and women that are living the life and living above sin. They always look at them that are out there in the world fooling around with it. Everybody's like that. Hey, come on. No, everybody ain't. Amen. There's some people in the house of God that have not let the standard down and are not about to let it down. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
And I like to look at things, you know, after God gets through with it. Huh?
Amen.
And look at what He said, you know, after it's all over with now. He said, yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Joshadak, the high priest. Be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work. Better not get on that, I guess. Amen. For I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts, according to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt. So my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. For this, thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once is it a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations to come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts, and the glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. 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 You know what it makes me almost want to say? Go ahead, Lord, shake it. Go ahead and shake it. Amen. Go ahead and shake it. Amen. Amen. I read to you where the Bible said, yet gleaning grapes shall be left in it as the shaking of an olive tree. Amen. And two or three berries in the top of the uppermost branches, saith the Lord of God of Israel, the Lord God of Israel. There will be some left in the tree after God shakes it. When it's all said and done, and all that can be shook or shook off that tree, I am fully determined, sweet Lamb of God, God being my helper, Brother Frank, that when it's said and done with, when you look in the tree, there's going to be a buzzard berry hanging there somewhere.